The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100, 60, or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, Why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. For anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they took, but they look, but do not see, and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of these people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word and bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. So the thing is, right now in this church, we have eyes to see, ears to hear. But the question is, are we actually listening? The thing about spiritual growth depends on each individual, how you participate with God's grace. God is there. God is giving you the grace to convert. When you say convert, doesn't mean from Protestant to Catholic. Meaning what? To a life of sin, to a life of grace, to a life of selfishness, control, materialism, sinfulness, to a life being with God, living for God, and letting God be in control. Conversion. So right now, while I'm speaking, each of you are listening, depends on your what? Willingness to listen. I am not in control of how you respond. No, it's up to you. It's up to you whether or not you really would like to open your hearts to Jesus. You know, when St. Paul, before he learned about Jesus, his heart was closed. He really believed that he was doing everything for God. And he caused the death, the sufferings of many early Christians. When Christ showed himself to St. Paul, again, he could have chosen to reject Christ at that time. But somehow, because he always wanted to know and love God, he saw something in Jesus and opened his heart totally to Jesus. And in opening his heart totally to Jesus, he realized what? Nothing in this world can ever equal to the majesty of God. Whatever suffering, challenges, difficulties in this life, that's nothing compared to the glory of being with God, with being with Jesus. So all of them, many of them, not all of them, but many of them died a martyr's death because they were willing to give up everything, their family, their riches, their honor, to be with Jesus. When I ask you, for example, if I ask you, for example, who wants to go to heaven, and then most probably all of you would say, I will. But if I say, you want to die now? Nobody would say yes. Because, why? Because you still have so many businesses here on earth. You are not yet willing to go to heaven right now. That's why many of us are afraid of what? Of the apocalypse or the end of the world. Why? Why would you be afraid? If it's time, it's time. Simple, like death. Why would you be afraid? If it's time, it's time. Go back to God. It's like returning home. But no. You want to go to heaven, but you don't want to die right now. See, that's the problem. The inconsistency. You believe in God, and you want to be with Him. And you believe in Jesus, but you don't like this. This image of the suffering Christ. You don't want suffering. You want comfort. You want convenience. You cannot do that. No? The problem with us, we just want to be with Christ because of the good things we think. Every time I hear jokes about heaven, like, for example, a golfer. When I go to heaven, I see heaven as a golf, what you call this, course. See how stupid that is? Is heaven like that to you? That heaven will adjust to your standard of thinking? No, it's all about God. But the problem is people think that God should adjust to them. Hey, God, you know, I want this in heaven. No. If you think that way, you'll go to hell. Because God is the one that makes us happy. Being with God is our ultimate joy, not material things. So in the gospel today, it talks about what? The sower planting the seed. So the seed is there. All of us here, the seed of faith is there already. The question is, if you look into yourself, not others, if you look into yourself, what kind of faith do you have? How strong is your faith? How real is it? Or is it superficial? It says there about, for example, some faith died because of anxiety. Anxiety of what? Of worldly things. Of not being in control. Getting angry at everybody just because they don't follow what you want. In control. I want to be in control. If you don't do my way. Go away. Sorry. If you are like that, trying to be in control of everything and everybody, anxiety. You will always find yourself angry. So what if people don't think the way you think? That's life. That's being in a free society. No? I can only teach you what we as Catholics should believe. But the way you live your lives, I am not in control. So don't blame me if you go to hell. I have done my part. I have said my piece because God wanted me to say
whatever I have to say. What do I always say at the end of the homily? If you listen, good. If you don't listen, what? Not my problem. No. I like you. My desire, my vocation is to lead you to God. But I have to lead you to God according to what He wants you to do. Like, for example, forgiveness. No? How can you forgive if you expect that person to ask for forgiveness? It doesn't work that way. How did Christ forgive us? Even though He was still on the cross, He said what? Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. You don't wait for people to ask you to forgive them for you to forgive. That is not how Christ works. Christ forgave because He loves. How about you? Is your faith that way or not yet? How many of you are holding grudges? How many of you are still so angry at the world that you think by going to church on Sunday it's enough? No. You have to have this peace of mind if truly you have Christ in your hearts. So even now, many of us here have problems with their heart because they still don't have the heart of Jesus. No? Because they still hold on to this worldly view of what things or how things should happen or what or how people should act. The most you can do is pray. If people wronged you, pray to God for them. If you don't like people, pray to God that you may understand them. It is about time, ask yourself, in the first reading, God expects you what? To bear fruit. He doesn't want His creation to come back to Him void. He wants people to do something about it. Not by hoarding money, not by worldly honors or fame, not by power, but by trust and confidence in Him. If you think all your success is because of your talents, of your own doing, then you forget the source of all graces, the source of all gifts. And then say to God, Lord, help me to do more. Lord, help me to become more like You. Because I know that You want me, or You want to see Christ in me. If we were to die right now, will God the Father see Christ in you? Or will He see hateful hearts, unforgiving hearts, selfish hearts? Again, as usual, I end. If you listen and realize you still need to change and grow and become more like Christ, well and good. If you think you are so holy and perfect, you don't need to change, and you end up somewhere else, what? Okay.